University of Maryland Eastern Shore and SFMSports.net welcomes you to this presentation of UMES Basketball. This presentation of Hawks Basketball is fed by Buffalo Wild Wings and powered by Mid-Atlantic Dairy Association, Courtyard by Marriott, and Geico. This broadcast is also brought to you by Hampton Inn & Suites, Brunswick, and Vice. Now, UMES Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Hello and welcome to William P. Hytch Athletic Center here in Princess Anne, Maryland for another edition of UMES Basketball, a men and women's doubleheader on tap for you this evening here on SFMSports.net. Doug Newton here alongside Dave Bird as the University of Maryland Eastern Shore plays host to the North Carolina A&T Aggies, a MEAC conference game once again for both the men and women's teams coming off earlier matchups in their conference openers this prior weekend against North Carolina Central. So the women set the tip off at 5:30 this evening, and let me bring in my broadcast partner, Dave Bird. Dave, it's nice to have you back. It's been a while. You've been busy down in Pocomoke.
They're trying to work me overload down in Pocomoke. As being an athletic director, and you know, then you have to be in charge, so I got to be there. And they pay the bills.
Well, you
so
missed a couple.
I'm
going to
be there.
You missed a couple of fantastic games on Friday and Saturday, including this women's team beating North Carolina Central for their MEAC opener by 10 points and a three-game winning streak now for Fred Batchelor's squad.
Right, it's the first time in a couple years that they've had a three-game winning streak. They're off to a really strong start, and I think part in due to some good scheduling by Coach Batchelor, some games that they can win before Christmas, and some home games that the possibility of winning before
Christmas.
They
played really well at home, but they have a very difficult test here tonight against North Carolina A&T, the preseason favorite in the MEAC. We had a pretty good game against the Aggies here last year in which North Carolina A&T won 73-6. 63. Jessica Long scored 22 points for the Hawks in this one, but once again, Coach Terrell Robinson has a fantastic team down in Greensboro.
Right, and this is going to probably be a gauge me game, I think. It's I wish we were playing them sometime in end of January, in February, where we got some MEAC games under our belt. It's tough to start the second game of the MEAC season with the number one team, so to speak. But I'm sure Coach Bass is going to use this game as a little incentive. It's also going to show him where his team is at this point and what they either have to work on or improve on to get to the MEAC tournament.
Well, on Friday, I know that we talked with head coach of the men's team, Bobby Collins, about how difficult it is to play these league games when you're just a month into the season. And obviously, the men had to play defending champions North Carolina Central. That's pretty much the same exact situation that the women have here against North Carolina A&T. It should be a very difficult game, but if Friday's any precedent, a competitive one, as the Hawks took the Eagles down to the wire, and obviously the Lady Hawks getting a win on Saturday. We will return with more here on the Geico pregame show. We'll check in with the men's team as they'll have the second half of the doubleheader scheduled for a 7:30 tip here in Princess Anne. We'll tell you all about it when we return on SFMSports.net.
When my coworker asked me to cover for him, I should have known not to tell our boss that he took his kid to the doctor. Turns out, he doesn't have kids. He doesn't even have a pet. Now I know. Just like when shopping for car insurance, I should have known that Geico has been around for over 75 years. Why didn't I know that? That is huge. That is over 75 years of experience and knowledge for my benefit. Now I know. And now you know. And now I have one less coworker and double the work.
Geico, celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great service.
Now that you know Geico has been around for over 75 years, it's time to bestow even more knowledge on you. Geico could help you save on motorcycle and RV coverage, and they offer special military and federal discounts. Not to mention the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. No wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating. You don't have to be a mathematician to understand those numbers.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
The Hampton Inn & Suites Fruitland Salisbury South is passionate about getting it right. Their promise to you includes a clean, comfortable hotel room, located only 7.5 miles from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. Also conveniently located within walking distance of 5 different restaurants, plus a shuttle service that can take you back and forth to the campus. Hampton Inn & Suites, an official hotel of UMES Athletics.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
This is the Hawk Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Tip-off is minutes away. This gives you time to save 15% on your car insurance with GEICO. 15 minutes is all it takes. Now, back to the GEICO All-Access pregame show from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to William P. Hytch Athletic Center here in Princess Anne, Maryland. Doug Newton alongside Dave Bird. And we are getting you ready for UMES women's basketball action against the visiting North Carolina A&T Aggies. The Hawks 3-4 on the season, 1-0 in the MEAC, having won their opener against North Carolina Central on Saturday afternoon. They face the preseason favorites in the MEAC, North Carolina A&T, 6-2 this season, 1-0, having won their opener in conference play against Howard. But switching gears a little bit, Dave, wanted to briefly touch on the men's team as they will play the second half of the doubleheader after the conclusion of this women's basketball game. We talked about it in previous broadcasts, the Salisbury game. Obviously, I think that was the last time you saw the team as they went on that long road trip. A lot of optimism here in Princess Anne, and since that time when you last saw them, and now a month or so later, it's really built because of the three wins in non-conference play and then obviously very close loss against North Carolina Central on Friday. You, as maybe a little bit more removed than me having seen the team in the last couple months, what are you expecting to see here tonight from the men's squad?
Well, I have been following them on the radio, and actually right. I've seen them on TV twice. And it's pretty easy to go to the video, and I've been following pretty close. Number one, three wins before Christmas at this point is big. That has not happened, and I cannot remember.
And a couple more chances.
And a couple more chances to win for several more, just looking at the schedule. Great job of scheduling by Coach Collins and staff and some opponents. Also, we talked about it, and I was going to bring it up. A win at Fordham away, that's a big win for this program. And that's something that says that they're going to be competitive against schools who they should be competitive against. And this season, we have reason to be optimistic, cautiously optimistic. And we don't want to put a jinx on them or anything. But I think they can really, really look toward improving, you know, almost daily as the season goes on and headed into the MEAC tournament.
And this being the first weekend of MEAC play, they've already played the defending league champions in North Carolina Central. And while the women have a very difficult task with the North Carolina A&T Aggies, the men's opponent, the A&T Aggies, not nearly as formidable a foe as they've already faced in North Carolina Central. Right now, the A&T men's team coming on an 8-game losing streak, have only won one game, and that was against Division III Greensboro College. Certainly a chance, especially at home, to get your first win in conference play.
Well, we've heard it before, and I've heard it for all the years I've been here, for many coaches. You hold service at home in the MEAC, then you've got a good chance going in the MEAC tournament. And on paper, we should hold service tonight. And I'm sure Coach Collins is going to have them fired up and not going to be laid back. Plus, they're playing at home close to the holidays. It's a great chance to pick up a W this season.
Well, the Hawks fans would love a doubleheader sweep, but first it has to start with an upset, with UMES taking on the presumptive league favorites, the North Carolina A&T women's team. So the Lady Hawks to tip off when we return. We step aside for the national anthem. We'll get you the starting lineups, women's basketball action when we return between your UMES Lady Hawks and the North Carolina A&T Aggies. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
The Hawks Sports Network. Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free? That's right.
Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Let's drop it. Knocking it down. Yeah, we're knocking it down. Knocking it down. Yeah, we're knocking it down.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's with lower prices on many combo meals. Get the savings you love, but now with your choice of sides. So have a Big Mac sandwich, side salad, and cookies for a little. Or get a Bacon Clubhouse burger, Sunday, and fries for a little more. You decide. Either way, it's Mickey D's best for a price that's even better.
Let's drop it.
Prices and participation may vary.
Every day, we need a reward to keep going. At the office. Dropping kids off at school.
Bye.
Or any time of day. With the McCafe Rewards Card, you can take a moment just for you. Because when you buy five medium or large McCafe hot drinks, the sixth one's free. So reward yourself with a mocha, latte, hot coffee, even hot chocolate. All made to order. At participating McDonald's, applicable only to McCafe hot beverages. Limited time offer.
Here's your dinner check. I'll take that up when you're ready.
Oh my gosh!
Calm down, honey. How bad can it be? I knew you shouldn't have ordered the captain's platter.
How about you with that bottle of Get Me a Second Job to pay for it all?
Don't talk
The scenario you have just witnessed could have been avoided with a simple visit to frugals.biz. Buy one, get one free deals from local restaurants, huge discounts from service providers, free event admissions, and more. Available 24/7 at frugals.biz. Local coupons at frugals.biz. Frugals.biz.
The Geico All Access pregame show continues on the Hawks Sports Network. Powered by SFMSports.net.
Starting lineup just about to be introduced here at William P. Hytch Athletic Center on the campus of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, bringing you Hawks basketball against the visiting North Carolina A&T. Let's get you the starting lineup for the visitors, the North Carolina A&T women's basketball team. The starting five, number two, Deborah Smith, the redshirt senior from Hampton, Virginia, gets the start in the backcourt. She's joined by Adriana Nazario, a 5'8 redshirt junior from Charleston, West Virginia. Kayla Green gets the start, a freshman from Round Rock, Texas. She stands 5'8". The front court for the Aggies, number 22, Kenya Haley, a 6'1 sophomore, the hometown girl from Greensboro, North Carolina. And she's joined by Ebony Ross, a 6'3 center, redshirt junior from Columbia, South Carolina. The Aggies, 6-2 on the season, 1-0 in MEAC play, having dispatched of Howard in their conference opener. They are led by third-year head coach Terrell Robinson, his assistants Javon Earp, Franklin Scott, and Jessica Smith. Now for the Hawks. Head coach Fred Batchelor, along with assistants Ravonda Whitley, Cedric Jenkins, and Jasmine Blanton. Fred Batchelor in his 11th season here in Princess Anne. The Hawks 3-4 on this season. 1-0 record in the MEAC with a 71-61 win over North Carolina Central on Saturday. They are led by Jessica Long, the senior point guard, who leads the team in points scored, assists, and steals. Native of Fort Washington, Maryland. Joined by Shawnee Sweeney in the backcourt, the native of Chester, Virginia. Alexis Udoji down low, number 20, the 6'4 redshirt junior from Massachusetts. Udoji is among the conference leaders in blocks and rebounds, 3.1 blocks per game, nearly 9 boards per contest. Tariana Kelly joins her in the front court, and then Mo Sabritsky, Moingaroa Sabritsky, the redshirt freshman from New Zealand, gets the start as well to round out the starting five for UMES. So once again for the Hawks, Sweeney, Long, Subritsky around the perimeter, Udoji and Kelly down low. Aggies take the floor in their road yellow jerseys. It is Ross, Smith, Nazario, Green, and Haley for the Aggies. We mentioned it in the pregame show, Dave, that this will be one of the toughest tests the rest of the way for the Hawks, particularly in the MEAC, as this Aggies team, the presumptive favorite to win the conference.
Well, one thing the Aggies team does have is winning tradition, They got that swagger that knows you can see them when they walk on the floor, and they believe they can win, and they've proven it so far.
Aggies were the top vote getter in the preseason poll in the MEAC. Hawks were rated 9th preseason, but they're both these teams on equal footing so far this season, 1-0. The tip is up in the air. Udoji slaps it into the front court. Kelly with the rebound and the layup right off the first tip for the Hawks, 2-0 UMES. Pass down low, and Ebony Ross can't handle it. A quick turnover, and the Hawks have the basketball.
Good start. Now we'll see if we can handle this in the A&T pressure. That'll be a key to probably the entire game.
In the backcourt, Jessica Long pushes up the far sideline. A pass to Shawnee Sweeney on the dribble. Into the front court now. Pass between a double team. Gets it to Kelly, and now Long will slow it down.
Shaky, but we got it done.
20 seconds gone by in this first half. The Hawks have a 2-0 lead and the basketball. Long on the right wing. Hawks move from left to right in their home white jerseys. A skip pass, left wing Sweeney, pump fake. Bounce pass to Long. She sends it on to Sabritsky in the corner. Two to shoot. Long has to get rid of it. Top of the key. She passes instead. And it's a shot clock violation.
It's a scrambling A&T defense that we've seen for the last several years. They attack the perimeter people playing in a zone. And not too many open shots on that perimeter.
Running the point for A&T is Adriana Nazario. She works her way to the right wing, takes a ball screen from Ross, gets to the high post. She runs into Long in a charge. Jessica Long draws it. The foul on Nazario. First foul of the game for either team. Hawks take over, so two possessions, two turnovers for North Carolina A&T. Sabritsky passing way up ahead, Sweeney into the front court, the pump fake, the shot off the glass, no, from the right block, rebound Ross for A&T. Under 19 minutes to go in the first half, into the front court here is Kayla Green, top of the circle, works away, left-handed dribble down the side lane, pass, baseline shot blocked, Kenya Haley had it rejected, the Hawks take over, here comes Sabritsky. Into the front court. Between the circles, she backpedals now. Hawks will slow it down. 20 to shoot. Pass to the right wing. Sabritsky has it knocked away, but she regathers. She resets to Long. Circling back. Goes left. Ball screen Kelly. Hedging out is Ross. Long gets into the lane. Whistle. Foul. And it will go against A&T. Two free throws upcoming for Jessica Long.
Yeah, the Hawks caught a break that time. Long a little bit out of control going down the middle of the lane.
Well, if there's one thing that Jessica Long does well, it is draw fouls. She gets to the free throw line a ton.
And she goes to the basket. That's another reason why she draws fouls.
Free throw is good from Long. She has attempted 58 free throws now on the season, this being the 8th game. Second free throw up. Nothing but net for Long. 4-0. The Hawks with an early lead. 18-23 to go in the first half. Full court pressure from UMES. Pass at the far sideline. Knocked around but regathered by A&T. Pushing up. Here's Debbie Smith. Penetration left elbow. She'll kick back out. Nazario resets. She works her way to the left wing. Ball screen. Splits a double team on the dribble. Floater. No good with the right hand. Bouncing around. Smith with the rebound. A&T resets. Skip pass, knocked away by Udoji, regathered. This time it's Kayla Green on the right wing, far side. Penetration with the left hand. The shot blocked by Kelly. Hawks take over.
That's two blocks so far for the Hawks. Good defense.
4-0 lead for UMES with the basketball, and they'll slow it down again. 17:38 to go in the first half. Sabritsky between the circles. Driving with the right hand, bumped and falling to the floor. A foul goes against A&T. That's on Kayla Green. First foul on the freshman from Texas. Hawks basketball underneath the hoop. Long to Trigger on the baseline, shaded towards the near sideline. Bounce pass underneath, knocked out of bounds by Ross. Looking for Kelly underneath the hoop, nothing there. Long to inbound now, flipped on the other side of the court. Looks to the corner, finds Sweeney cutting, baseline drive, kicks out Sabritsky, right wing three. Right rim, no. Up in the air, it's Ross that grabs for A&T. Lobbing up ahead. Debbie Smith nearly walked as she gathered in a lob pass from Nazario. She drives from the left wing, now circles back, top of the key, hedging out Kelly. Smith kills the dribble. Kicks out Nazario, right wing. Right in front of Fred Batchelor. She goes left for the foul line. Continues the drive. Lays it off. Smith fires from 15. No. Tapped up in the air. It's controlled. Kenya Haley with the offensive board for A&T. A&T yet to score. 4-0 UMES. Over 3 minutes gone by in this game. Top of the key, Haley. Going right. Now reversing court. A pass to Smith. Left side. She sends it on to Nazario. Skip pass. Far side, Haley. Fires from 18. Back rim, no. Tapping around. Ball is loose. Near the three-point line, Udoji grabs. Good defensive possession there from UMES.
Very good. That's three consecutive times, Doug.
Jessica Long, penetration down the right side of the lane. Shot high off the glass and in. 6-0 UMES.
It's off to a great start.
Right wing, Nazario. On the dribble into the front court. Pass down low. Knocked and stolen by Udoji. She's got a one-on-one with Haley. She'll slow it down. Can't control the dribble. Gives it up to Long. Right-handed layup. No, too strong.
Good control break that time. Long just missed the easy layup.
A&T with the basketball trying to feed the block. Udoji slaps it away. It's regathered by A&T, though. Haley holds above her head. Top of the key. She leaves it for Debbie Smith. Smith with the left-handed dribble. Gets to the left elbow, now kicks out corner Nazario. 7 to shoot, feeding the block. Ross moving into the lane, whistle. Offensive foul on Ebony Ross. The charge drawn by Tariana Kelly. And the Hawks take over with 15:40 to go in the first half. A fantastic start to this game.
Great start. Two block shots, two charges taken in the first 4 minutes. Coach Patrick can't ask for anything better.
And 0 points for North Carolina A&T. It's 6-0 UMES at the first media timeout. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Until then, we've got takeout. So now you can bring our hand-spun wings with 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings with you. And the minute we figure out how to fit over 50 big screens into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Salisbury B-Dubs is in the North Point Plaza on Route 13. Your Salisbury Buffalo Wild Wings. The only place for wings, beer, sports.
This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
15:40 to play in the first half. Hawks have played about as well as you can expect in the opening 4 minutes. A couple of substitutes into the game. Alexis Hicks will run the point now for UMES. Full court pressure from A&T. UMES with a 6-0 lead. Hicks in the backcourt, moving up the far sideline. Skip pass, knocked away. UMES does regather, pushing up ahead to Udoji between the circles. Good recovery there from Udoji.
Again, we broke the press. Not pretty, but we broke it and turned it over.
Only 12 to shoot for UMES. Left wing, Hicks kicks to the corner. Udoji fires from three. Air ball. Rebound, Debbie Smith. She's fouled. Reach in from Subritsky. Moi Subritsky, the native of New Zealand, picks up her first foul.
I don't think that shot was quite what Fred Basher wanted out of Udoji. At that point, he still had 10 seconds in the shot clock.
15-12 remaining in the first half. Hawks go to a zone with Hicks at the top. Pressuring the dribble. Michelle Fitzgerald gets rid of it. Left wing, here is Christina Carter. She gives it up. Going left. Dana Brown into the game. Two quick passes. Carter for three, right wing. Front rim, no. Rebound going for the putback, Debbie Smith, but she's fouled. She missed the shot, but she should earn 2 free throws. Subritsky picks up her second foul, and Mariah McCoy will have to check in for the New Zealander.
There's 2 fouls on Subritsky in a matter of about 10 seconds.
Free throw, left rim, no. Missing is Deborah Smith. Smith, 9 points per game. Just a 69% foul shooter. second on the team in scoring for A&T. 6-0 still. A&T still searching for their first points of the game. 14:50 to go in the half. Back rim, rebound comes from Ryan McCoy. Still scoreless is North Carolina A&T.
The Hawks need to score as much as possible this time.
Ryan McCoy with the ball front court right. Crosses over, two passes to Britsky, left wing, still in the game with two personal fouls. Shovels it to Hicks, top of the key. High pass over the head of McCoy, out of bounds near sideline. Jessica Long coming back in, and Zubrisky will take a seat. Half to go in the first period, and North Carolina A&T still without a point. 6-0 UMES. Passing, Long gets a hand to it, a steal, now one-on-one. In the front court, right block, layup is blocked out of bounds. It will stay with UMES. The Hawks getting turnovers, but haven't really capitalized yet.
Yeah, that's, you know Long's going to get some turnovers and take it to the basket. Again, very good out front on that defense.
Long averages over two steals a game, 15 steals in seven games. Lob to the right block. Udoji bounced out of her hands from the defender. McCoy regathers for UMES. Passes to Hicks, crossover left. Dribble handoff, McCoy, skip pass, right corner, Long, looking inside, can't get rid of it. Instead, puts it on the deck, left-handed dribble, the wraparound shot, no, Long gets her own miss, did not hit the rim, Hicks, left corner three, right rim, no, offensive board, Udoji, left-handed layup is good.
Great position by Udoji, easy put back, offensive rebound and 2 points.
8-0 UMES, 13:46 to go. First half action, still holding A&T scoreless. Right elbow, Fitzgerald kicks it out. Right wing three, no. The miss from Whitney Martin just into the game. Hawks rebound. Here comes Hicks racing into the front court. Dribble handoff with Long. Front court left. She shovels it over to McCoy near side. McCoy going left, now crosses over to her right. Takes a ball screen from Long. Kicks out Sweeney in the right corner, nearly traveled. Left-handed dribble into the lane, wraparound pass to Udoji. Right block, layup, no. Lot of contact, but no foul. Udoji misses the layup. A&T takes over. Pass, and it's stolen away by Long. She's all ahead of the rest. Left-handed layup is good. It's 10-0 UMES.
She's got her average in steals already. She's got two out front of the defense.
Got 33 minutes left in this game to top it. 10-0 UMES, 12:50 to go in the half. Crossover from Fitzgerald. Long got another, almost got another steal. She gives it up. Here's Christina Carter. Sends it on to Martin, top of the key. She goes left, gets to the foul line, kicks out. Carter, left wing three, back rim no. McCoy, nice box out on the rebound.
Yeah, the Hawks bigs are really playing well down inside.
McCoy pushing up ahead. She's on the right wing now. Skip pass Long. Deflected. She keeps it. Bouncing it down low to Udoji. Stolen away. Here comes A&T. Christina Carter between the circles. Passes to Fitzgerald. Hawks laying back in a zone. Fitzgerald on the three-point line. Top of the key. Two passes. Smith. Three-pointer. Short. Rebound. Whitney Martin blocked from behind by Udoji. Goes out of bounds underneath the hoop. It will stay with the Aggies. But still, a zero on that scoreboard.
It's a long time not scored. Almost 8 minutes for the Lady Aggies. That's the third block for the Hawks. They've been playing very good defense, and the bigs have been intimidating. They've not only blocked three shots, but they've also altered a couple.
It's Amber Burke, Taylor Thompson into the game for UMES. Right wing. The shot no good from Whitney Martin. Too strong on the 18-footer. Rebound comes to Alexis Hicks. Pushing up far sideline. Long penetration. Left-handed layup is good. 12-0 Hawks. 11:48 to go in the first half. What is happening to this A&T offense? 0 points.
A great drive by Long that time with a right hand and shot with a left.
0-for-11 from the field is A&T. Top of the key. Fitzgerald goes left. She passes to Martin. On to Nazario, right wing. Skip pass. Looking down low for Haley. It's overhead and out of bounds. Not only are they 0-for-11, but that's their seventh turnover.
That's a few. Doesn't happen too many times, Doug. We're in our second timeout, and the opposing team is not sure. Some of the best defense we've seen down inside, I think, by the Lady Hawks that I've seen watching on video and then over the past years. Their bigs are playing extremely well.
It is 12-0 UMES, 11:26 to go in the first half. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
Let's drop it. Knocking it down. Yeah, we're knocking it down. Yeah, we're knocking it down.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's with lower prices on many combo meals. Get the savings you love, but now with your choice of sides. So have a Big Mac sandwich, side salad, and cookies for a little. Or get a Bacon Clubhouse burger, Sunday, and fries for a little more. You decide. Either way, it's Mickey D's best for a price that's even better.
Let's drop it.
Prices and participation may vary.
Peninsula Regional Medical Center is proud to be recognized as a national healthcare leader, delivering exceptional healthcare by exceptional people. The professional staff at PRMC is equipped to handle most injuries and illnesses that are non-life-threatening and can deliver immediate medical attention without an appointment. To get more information and up-to-the-second wait times, visit peninsula.org. PRMC, proud to be the official healthcare provider of the UMES Hawks.
This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
UMES with a 12-0 lead with 11:20 to go in the first half, lobbing over the full court pressure. The Hawks get it ahead to Alexis Hicks. She resets to Tiamber Burke. Skip pass stolen away. A&T takes over. Pushing up ahead, here's Christina Carter. On the left wing, whistle. We got a foul down low. It goes against Ebony Ross of A&T. Second foul on Ross. A&T still yet to score. We haven't seen the leading scorer of North Carolina A&T, and right now she's sitting on the bench. April McCray, she hasn't played yet today.
Is she in street clothes, though?
I think she is not dressed for this game.
In the gray top over there?
I do believe that's her. Pushing up the far sideline, Alexis Hicks into the front court now. Pass to Tamara Burke, 2-on-2 with McCoy. Turning the layup, blocked. McCoy does reset. Alexis Hicks, the pass stolen away. Here comes Nazario, 1-on-1 with Hicks. The layup from Nazario, and finally A&T is on the board. 12-2, the Hawks with a 10-point lead. Only took 9.5 minutes.
Yeah, and a turnover.
Alexis Hicks into the front court, kills the dribble, pass left wing McCoy, and she'll smartly slow it down. Back to the basket, now spinning baseline drive. A flop down low from A&T, no whistle. She resets with two passes to Long, top of the key. Passing Hicks, left wing, holds above her head, now puts on the deck. One dribble, pass to Burke, left baseline jumper, front rim, no. 15-footer is short. Rebound, it's Fitzgerald. Pushing up ahead, Nazario has her dribble stolen away by Long. One-on-one, Haley. Long pulls up from 12, bank shot, no. Rebound Nazario for A&T. Long was deterred by the much taller Kenya Haley.
Three steals for Long.
Christina Carter with the penetration down the lane, and a timeout taken by Fred Batchelor after a bucket by Christina Carter makes it 12-4.
Right. A great timeout by Coach Batchelor. If you notice, we controlled the tempo of the game for the first 8 or 9 minutes, and A&T now wants to get up and down the floor, which will open some buckets for them, and Coach Batchelor is going to slow the pace.
9:56 to go in the first half. The Hawks scored the first 12 points of this game. It's now 12-4 after a mini run by the Aggies. But the Aggies, news to us, but they're playing without their leading scorer, April McCray.
I think so, and I think that's her sitting next to one of the assistant coaches in sweats.
Hawks do have the basketball after the timeout taken by Fred Batchelor.
Full court press again by North Carolina A&T. A 1-1-2 press.
Hicks passes it in to Long. Hicks gets the ball right back near sideline. Now reversing court. Long lobbing way up ahead in the front court. Thompson bounce pass down low to Burke. She circles back, kills her dribble, and lobbing to Hicks to reset the offense. 15 to shoot. Pass right back to Burke. Left wing loses on the jab step. She's being double-teamed nearly into the backcourt. Now Udoji has the ball. Into the front court, passed along, wraparound pass Thompson, 15-footer, air ball, rebound Timotope Oladele. Udoji on a reach-in foul will be whistled.
It's our second backcourt foul, and it's got us a first from
Zirinsky, yeah.
Zirinsky got that. That was a wasted foul. Then she got another one. So we hope he does. He doesn't do the same thing.
9:25 to go in the first half. Hawks leading by 8, 12-4. Left wing, here's Kayla Green. Pass inside. Oladele, left block. The layup hits the bottom of the rim. Rebound, Jessica Long, racing coast to coast. Pass to Udoji, yeah, left-handed. Nice. Layup is in. Udoji running the court so well for a big.
And Long again with the hard drive to the basket, which opens up lanes.
14-4, the Hawks lead by 10. Baseline drive. Debbie Smith passes to the foul line. Jumper, good. That's Kayla Green on the bucket for A&T. 14-6 now. Alexis Hicks in the backcourt. Trying to navigate this full court pressure from A&T. She breaks it on the dribble. 8:40 remaining in the half. Backdoor cut, Long, down the side of the lane. Oladele flopping again. Kicks out Burke, left corner three. Yes! 17-6. The Hawks lead by 11.
Now we need Burke to shoot the ball well. She can do that instead of dribbling the basketball.
8:20 to go in the first half. Top of the key. Here is Haley. Kicks it out to Smith. Another pass. Carter, baseline drive from the left corner. The leaning layup is good. 17-8. The Hawks still lead by 9. Pushing up near sideline. A pass to Hicks into the front court. Kicks out Burke. Baseline drive. Left wing. She kills Oladele. Just ran her right over. And that's an obvious charge.
Yeah, that was off left tackle. Yeah, no problem. She just ran right over top of him.
8 minutes, 2 seconds to go in the first half. The Hawks still have a 9-point lead, but the A&T has woken up.
Yeah, they got some easy layups. It bothers me a little bit, some easy layups on this end. We haven't given them up to this stretch. 3-2 zone by the Hawks.
17-8.
Burke in the middle.
Under 8 minutes to go now in the first half. Top of the key, Haley going right. Takes a ball screen from Quinsella Story just into the game. Skip pass over to Smith, left wing. On the Carter in the corner. She'll circle back on the dribble. Hawks in a 2-3 zone. Kicks out Haley. Right corner, one dribble. Picks up her bounce. 5 to shoot. She hands it off to Carter. Penetration whacked on the forehead by Udoji. And Carter will have 2 free throws when we return. That was with 2 seconds on the shot clock. And Carter is bailed out on the drive. The Hawks still have a 9-point lead. It's 17-8. UMBS in front of the MEAC preseason favorites, the North Carolina A&T Aggies. 7:33 to go in the half. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
The Hawks Sports Network.
The Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. 13 institutions all striving as one to excel in the classroom and on the field. A premier Division I conference with 16 sponsored sports, showcasing the talents and strengths of our student athletes through hard work and perseverance. The Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, educating student athletes for the game of life.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Get UMES Hawks basketball on your phone. Visit SFMSports.net and tap on the Hawks Sports Network to stream live from anywhere.
7:33 remaining in the first half. 2 free throws upcoming for Christina Carter of North Carolina A&T. Second foul on Alexis Udoji took us to break. Hawks lead 17-8. Free throw from Carter. First one splashes through. Well, an update on April McCray. Dave doing some digging, and the leading scorer for the Aggies has not played in the last 2 games, and that's not including tonight. Don't expect her to appear as she's in street clothes. Free throw rolls home from Carter. 2 freebies converted, 17-10. The Hawks lead by 7. Full court pressure here from A&T. Zubritsky inbounds to McCoy. Both Zubritsky and Udoji on the floor with 2 personal fouls.
Coach Backer rolling the dice a little bit.
He's a little bit of a gambler. He passes to McCoy. Getting to the foul line. Pass inside. Stolen away. Poked from behind. McCoy knocks it loose, and now a steal for UMES. 2-on-2, McCoy with Kelly. Now she'll slow it down. Now reset Zabriskie between the circles. Going right. Baseline drive from Zabriskie. Wild shot. Whistle. We got a foul down low. It goes against A&T. Zabriskie trying to step over around that would-be charge, and instead it's a block.
A little shift by the A&T defender, and we're going to the three-throw line.
Foul goes for against two. Quinsuela Story, a freshman from Richmond, Virginia. Two free throws for Zabriskie. First one is up. Back rim, high kick. It's no good. Zabriskie on the season, just a 61% foul shooter. That despite being her the best, I guess, pure shooter on the team, especially from beyond the arc. Maybe other than Shawnee Sweet. Second free throw is good, 18-10. The Hawks lead by 8.
That's good. She's a freshman also.
Under 7 minutes to go in the first half. 18-10, UMES leads by 8. Top of the key, three-pointer from Kayla Green. Back rim, no. Udoji grabs the board. Double team, she rips it away. Does keep it in UMES's possession. Zabriskie, a pass up the far sideline to Long. Long, bouncing to the right wing. Sweeney takes the bounce pass. Pivoting around, looking down low to Kelly. On the right block, back to the basket. Spins middle, kicks out Udoji, top of the key. 10 to shoot. She lays it off to Sweeney. Dribble handoff, going left. She gets to the block, pass it to Long. 4 to shoot. Long needs to really go. Kicks out Zabriskie, corner 3. Nails it at the buzzer. 21-10, Hawks by 11.
You just called it, Doug. You said she was probably our best shooter from outside the arc. She just knocked it down.
Kenya Haley, top of the circle. Aggies with the basketball down by 11. Passing inside, ball is knocked by Udoji. It's regathered. The drive and foul. Going to the bucket that time was Kayla Green. Ariana Kelly knocked her over. Two free throws for Green.
Long got her hand on that ball again. She almost had another steal.
5:58 to go in the first half. The Hawks by 11 here against North Carolina A&T. Green makes the free throw to make it a 10-point game. Nazario checking into the game for Christina Carter. A little confusion about who she was subbing in for. Green. Got him to go 2-for-2 from this trip on the foul line. Second one, front rim, off the glass and in. So it is now a single-digit lead for UMES, 21-12. Full court pressure, all 10 players in the backcourt right now. Trying to break this press, Long to inbound. Anybody going to streak into the front court? Look for a baseball pass. There it is to Sweeney into the front court, one-on-one. Sweeney, right block. She falls down with the dribble. Ball is kicked out of bounds by A&T, though. We'll stay with UMES. That one was pretty obvious. Nobody was on the back line as the final line of defense.
It's Hawks ball.
Oh, they're going to change the call and say Sweeney knocked it out last.
They claim Sweeney hit her with her foot. We need to go to video replay.
Somebody kicked it.
Somebody kicked it. Our foot kicked it over there.
5:50 to go. Nazario running the point. Hawks in a 2-3 zone. Here is Dana Brown, top of the key. Passes to Haley at the high post. Kicks out Nazario. Jabs right, goes left. Pulls up, right elbow shot. Good from 15. 21-14. The Hawks by 7. Jessica Long racing into the front court, keeping it herself. Coast to coast scoop layup. No. Bouncing around. Kelly gets a hand to it. She saves it to Sweeney. The Hawks will reset. Jessica Long between the circles. Bounce pass to Zabriskie, right wing. Face up. Ball right above her shoe tops. Now on the left-handed bounce. Screen from Udoji. Pick and roll. Lob pass down low. Bouncing around. Kelly grabs it for UMES. Turnaround shot. Blocked, but a foul.
We got bailed out again a little bit on that. Good pick. Good old-fashioned screen and roll, though.
Foul goes against Dana Brown. Dariana Kelly to shoot two free throws. Both teams are in the bonus now. But it was a shooting foul for Kelly. Two dribbles. Spinning back, taking plenty of time on the free throw line. The free throw is up. It's good. 5 minutes, 2 seconds to go in the first half. The Hawks still an 8-point lead, 22-14. Quite the surprise, and it has not stopped at any point.
No, they've been very consistent overall. The turnovers, they have turned it over 9 times. They cut a couple of those out.
Second free throw from Kelly, left rim, no, knocked out of bounds. They'll say Sweeney last touched it. Oh, now they're going to overrule that call and say it's off of Quinsuela Story, and it's Hawks basketball. All right. So one overturn goes against them, the next one in their fortune. Lobbing towards the high post. It'll go all the way into the backcourt. Kelly will regather. Passes up ahead to Long. So didn't really find anybody with that pass, but they are the first ones to retrieve it. UMS stays with the basketball. Long dribbling 40 feet from the bucket. Passes to Sweeney right wing. Holds above her head. Goes left. Ball screen from Udoji. Whistle a blocking foul on the hedge. Kenya Haley picks it up, stomping in disgust with the call, but it is 1-1, single bonus for the Hawks.
Right. A&T cannot afford to get in foul trouble with their big people, especially with McCray sitting on the bench. It'll be a little bit thin in the interior.
Their top front court player, at least available today, Ebony Ross, has been saddled with 2 fouls. Free throw from Sweeney, right rim, no. A good free throw shooter, but she misses there. Rebound comes to A&T, 22-14. The Hawks lead by 8. Christina Carter between the circles, directing traffic for the Aggies. Lobs right wing, double team coming. Baseline drive, Nazario kicks out, corner 3, Debbie Smith. Got it. 22-17, a 5-point game now. Lobbing up ahead, Long to Sweeney, right wing. She'll trigger from 3. Right rim, no. Long rebound in the corner. Kelly grabs it for the Hawks.
A quick shot that time.
Zabriskie hands it off to Long, 40 feet from the bucket. 20 to shoot. Long works her way to the right wing on the bounce. Passes high post. Udoji face up from the foul line. One dribble down the side of the lane. Shot. Counted and a foul. See the reach in foul. It goes against Christina Carter. Udoji certainly bowled over one player, but I think it was the reach in before that point that was the foul.
Right. And then she bulldozed after the release of ball also. So we got lucky on that call, but now she's still shooting 8.
24-17, the Hawks by 7. Chance for a 3-point play. Free throw is up. Good rotation. It's good. 25-17, Hawks by 8.
And full court press by the Hawks.
Udoji at the point. 1-2-2 look. Near sideline, Story passes up ahead in the front court. Smith, skip pass to reset. Over to Carter, far side. Carter on the far wing, right in front of Fred Batchelor, passes to the high post. Trigger the shot, no good from Michelle Fitzgerald. Rebound, Jessica Long for the Hawks. Long, coast to coast again. Wraparound pass, batted and stolen away. Here comes Christina Carter for A&T. Hawks getting back on defense. Carter lays it off Fitzgerald. She bowls over Sweeney. Her free throw line jumper's no good. The Hawks do get the rebound. So Britsky comes away with it. 3:20 to go in the half.
Yeah, let them play. We like that.
Hawks with an 8-point lead, 25-17. Left wing Sabritsky passes to the high post. A whistle. Long was trying to set a screen, and she was bowled over.
Fitzgerald, I believe.
It is Michelle Fitzgerald that picks up the foul, and that will take us to our final timeout before intermission. Should be double bonus free throws for Jessica Long when we return. It is the Hawks 25, the North Carolina A&T Aggies 17. 3:11 to go before halftime. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
The Hampton Inn & Suites Fruitland Salisbury South is passionate about getting it right.
Their promise to you includes a clean, comfortable hotel room located only 7.5 miles from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. Also conveniently located within walking distance of 5 different restaurants, plus a shuttle service that can take you back and forth to the campus. Hampton Inn and Suites, an official hotel of UMES Athletics.
Get UMES Hawks basketball on your phone. Visit sfmsports.net and tap on the Hawks Sports Network to stream live from anywhere.
3:11 to go in the first half. 2 free throws upcoming for Jessica Long as we return from the break. The Hawks have an 8-point lead, Dave Bird, 25-17. Both teams sloppy with the basketball, 10 turnovers each, but the Hawks are capitalizing more than the Aggies from the floor.
Yeah, I agree. And when the Hawks control the pace of the game, we seem to be scoring a little bit better. If you notice that we get a little bit, we get running, reception of Jessica Long, then we turn it over.
Free throw from Long, front rim falls through, 26-17. Hawks, 45% field goal percentage for North Carolina A&T. It's down at 28.6%. Chance to make it a double-digit lead once again. Free throw from Long, nothing but net. It is a 10-point lead, 27-17.
And one way to maintain a lead is to make foul shots, because you know you're going to be fouled, especially in the second half.
Oh, yeah. Five on the floor for UMES as Long takes a seat. It is Hicks, Sweeney, Sabritsky, Kelly, and Udoji. Carter walking into the front court for A&T. Passes to the right wing. Nazario, bounce pass down low. Skip pass looking for Smith, and it's a steal from Sabritsky. The Hawks take over under 3 minutes to go. Sweeney left wing.
It's a 6 steal at a half for the Hawks.
Sweeney. Skip pass to Britsky, near side. Ball fake towards the right, goes left, kicks out Sweeney, left wing three. Yes! 30-17, the Hawks by 13, their largest lead of the game.
Good driving kick out by Sabritsky.
Have that defense collapse and dot the perimeter with sharpshooters. Carter on the left wing for A&T. Bounces, top of the key, pass to Smith. Going right, ball screen from Fitzgerald. She lays it off to Carter, now feeding the block. Face-up story blocked by Udoji. Hicks grabs for UMES.
It's a fourth block and a half for the Hawks.
Hicks jogs in the front court left. Crossover to her left. Dribble handoff with Sweeney looking for Sabritsky between the circles. 2 minutes to play in the first half. Sabritsky back to the basket. Back cut Hicks on the left baseline. She'll backpedal it out. 12 to shoot. Hicks skip past Udoji, right corner, feeding the block. Kelly underneath the hoop. Ball is stolen away by Nazario. Here comes A&T. Aggies with the basketball into the front court. Nazario stops in her tracks. Right-handed bounce, leaves it off for Smith, far wing. Hicks to the corner, whistle on the sideline. Fitzgerald stepped out of bounds. It's UMES basketball, an unforced turnover on A&T.
Subs in the game again.
McCoy will come in for UMES. Udoji takes a seat with 2 personal fouls. Do not want her to pick up her third in these final 90 seconds of the half. Alexis Hicks goes right. Ball screen from Jessica Long. Looking for a back cut from Sweeney. No such luck. Still on the dribble. Hicks leaves it off for Long. Circles to the right wing. Long to the baseline. Crossover left. Into the lane. Kicks out McCoy. Offensive foul before she got rid of the basketball. Long leveled Christina Carter.
Wide open in the corner, too. We're ready to shoot for another three.
First foul on Long. Minute 14 to play in the half. The Hawks have a 13-point lead. 30-17. Carter walking into the front court. Casual stroll to the right wing. Guarded tightly by Long now. Goes left. Takes a ball screen. Gets to the foul line. Kicks out. Haley in the left baseline corner. She finds Nazario on the wing. Going right. 8 to shoot. Kicks out left wing 3. Carter on its way. Got it. Back to a 10-point game. 30-20. 45 seconds to go in the half.
Good shot that time by Carter. Wide open 3. She knocked it down.
Jessica Long very patient in the backcourt, dribbling into the front court. Now a double team coming. Skip pass to McCoy on the left block. The layup, count it, and a foul.
Great look by Long, and skip across the court, and McCoy put it off the glass, or an and one.
Foul guns against Quinsuela Story. Second foul on Story. So now two front court players for A&T with two. Story and Ebony Ross. Means they'll have to go to Tematope Oladele down low. Chance for a three-point play for McCoy. 12-point lead. Hawks' largest lead of the game is 13. Free throw from McCoy. Rattles out. Rebound comes down to Oladele. A&T controls and can pretty much hold for the final shot. Two-second differential between the game clock and the shot clock here at the end of the first half. Right wing. Here is Nazario. Gets to the foul line, but she kicks it out to Carter. Far side. Carter going left. Ball screen Oladele. Spins around. Pass back to Nazario. Penetration. Pump fake. McCoy's in her face. The shot no good. Oladele. Offensive rebound. She misses. Rebound to Kelly. Three to shoot on the half. And Hicks will not get a shot off from halftime, from half court. And the Hawks have a 12-point lead at intermission. It is UMES 32, North Carolina A&T, the presumptive league favorites, Dave, with just 20 points in the first 20 minutes.
Well, some of the best defense that we've seen played by the Hawks, not only this year, but throughout the course of the last several years. I'm sure Coach Fratchell is satisfied with it, but now they got to come out with the same aggression the second half as they did to start the basketball game.
We will take a look at the halftime statistics when we return. The All Access Halftime Show here on SFM Sports. Right now, it is UMES 32, the visiting North Carolina A&T Aggies 20. A 12-point lead for the Hawks. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
The Hawks Sports Network.
Let's drop it. Knocking it down. Yeah, we're knocking it down.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's with lower prices on many combo meals. Get the savings you love, but now with your choice of sides. So have a Big Mac sandwich, side salad, and cookies for a little. Or get a Bacon Clubhouse burger, Sunday, and fries for a little more. You decide. Either way, it's Mickey D's best for a price that's even better.
Let's drop it.
Prices and participation may vary.
Every day, we need a reward to keep going. At the office, dropping kids off at school.
Bye.
Or any time of day. With the McCafe Rewards Card, you can take a moment just for you. Because when you buy five medium or large McCafe hot drinks, the sixth one's free. So reward yourself with a mocha, latte, hot coffee, even hot chocolate. All made to order. At participating McDonald's, applicable only to McCafe hot beverages. Limited time offer.
The Courtyard by Marriott on Route 13 in Salisbury offers comfortable rooms and meeting spaces, as well as always superior customer service in a great location near the mall. Call 410-742-4405 and ask for details about their special UMES athletics rate. The Courtyard by Marriott in Salisbury, an official hotel of UMES Athletics and a proud sponsor of Hawks basketball from SFMSports.net.
The Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. 13 institutions all striving as one to excel in the classroom and on the field. A premier Division I conference with 16 sponsored sports showcasing the talents and strengths of our student athletes through hard work and perseverance. The Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. Educating student athletes for the game of life.
This is the Hawks Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net. It's time to go courtside with Doug Newton. The Buffalo Wild Wings All-Access Halftime Show starts now.
Welcome back to W.P. Hytch Athletic Center here in Princess Anne, Maryland, where the halftime score, a surprising one. UMES 32, North Carolina A&T 20. Doug Newton here with Dave Bird as we run through the halftime statistics. And a couple numbers jump out at you, Dave, and I think the biggest one might be the 50% shooting from the floor for UMES. Their offense just humming along right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember when that's happened at the Hawks. I'm sure. And you can win a lot of games by shooting 50%. And if they can, they can do that in the second half, they're going to be playing one heck of a basketball.
You can also win a lot of games by holding your opponents to under 30% shooting, just 7 of 25, 28% as a team for North Carolina A&T. Essentially, the two teams even. Other than that, UMES actually amazingly out-rebounded North Carolina A&T, despite A&T, you know, having all those chances on their own end. They did have six offensive rebounds, but the Hawks, with a good rebounding mark, out-rebounded North Carolina A&T 18-15. And then if you look at the defense, obviously holding the team to 28%, but four blocks, six steals. That's a fantastic mark for 40 minutes, not just 20.
That's right. That's usually a full game's total. And a lot of that happened. The UMES bigs inside played extremely well. They were a little intimidated. A&T was coming inside. A couple quick shots, a lot of missed shots early. And I'm going to give credit to the Hawks' defense inside.
UMES led by Jessica Long with 10 points, only player in double digits so far. Long had three rebounds, four assists, and three steals to go along with the 10 points already. A perfect 4 of 4 from the foul line. Alexis Udoji with 7 points, 2 blocks, a steal, 4 rebounds for Udoji. Those two players all around games in different ways, obviously. Right. Udoji down low, Long in the perimeter, but they're getting it done on both ends of the floor.
That's why it was a great half. You had your guard out front playing extremely well, and you had your big person inside playing well. Usually, that's a winning combination any way you look at it.
Other scores for UMES, 4 points for Moy Sabritsky, 3 points each for Terriana Kelly, Shawnee Sweeney, and T'Amber Burke. Mariah McCoy with a bucket as well. As for Carolina A&T, I think we can reasonably conclude that they are sorely missing their leading scorer, April McCray. Right now, Christina Carter is their leading scorer with 9 of their 20 points off of the bench. Kayla Green has 4, Adriana Nazario has 4, and Debbie Smith has 3. April McCray hasn't played in each of the last 3 games now, and though A&T had skated by in the last couple of games getting victories without April McCray, today has been a completely different story. It's hard to understand how one player can make that much of a difference.
Yeah, well, she is her leading scorer, so you're missing those points, and she's a second-leading rebounder, so you're missing that also, but it just shows how good a team they are by playing well and winning those ball games when she is not playing. It'd be nice to know if she's injured or what's going on there, because that has repercussions throughout the entire MEAC schedule coming up with all teams, especially who they play.
Looking forward to the second half, because there will be a couple of players having to watch out for foul trouble. Ebony Ross and Quinsuela Story both have 2 personal fouls in the front court for A&T, while UMES, Alexis Udoji and Moy Sabritsky each had 2. So the first player to pick up 3 fouls, that could be certainly a turning point in who's able to give their head coaches minutes in the second 20 minutes of this contest. Right now, the Hawks lead 32-20. We'll be back with more of the All Access Halftime Show here on SFMSports.net.
SFMSports.net is the home to UMES Hawks basketball. Stream the Lady Hawks online and on your smartphone on SFMSports.net. Then, listen to the Fighting Hawks online and mobile at SFMSports.net and in the car on Fox Sports 960, the Hawks Sports Network. Powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Until then, we've got takeout. So now you can bring our hand-spun wings with 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings with you. And the minute we figure out how to fit over 50 big screens into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Salisbury B-Dubs is in the North Point Plaza on Route 13. Your Salisbury Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place for wings, beer, sports.
When my girlfriend of 2 years asked me what my 5-year plan was, I should have known to include her in it. I did not. Now I know. Just like I really should have known that GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. 75 years. I had no idea. I also should have known that they're the number one auto insurer in Baltimore. In fact, they're the largest in Maryland. We should all know these things. Now I know, and now you know. And now I'm single. Know anyone?
GEICO, celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great service.
Now that you know GEICO has been around for over 75 years, it's time to let you in on another little secret. GEICO could help you save on motorcycle and RV coverage, and they offer special military and federal discounts. Not to mention, the GEICO Insurance Agency could help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. But this is no secret. Tell someone. Tell everyone. Be the worst secret keeper ever. Spread it faster than a middle school rumor.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
The Buffalo Wild Wings All-Access Halftime Show continues on sfmsports.net.
Welcome back here to W.P. Hytch Athletic Center in Princess Anne, Maryland. Doug Newton here with Dave Bird. And right now it's halftime between the UMES Lady Hawks and the visiting North Carolina A&T Aggies, where the Hawks have a surprising 12-point lead, 32-20, over the team that was the top vote-getter in the MEAC preseason poll, North Carolina A&T. Albeit without their leading scorer, April McRae, has been unable to play the last three games, but still the Hawks with a hefty advantage at halftime. Let's take a little look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Really no scores to report, but a couple of doubleheaders in this MEAC opening weekend. The Hawks, who played North Carolina Central on Friday and Saturday. North Carolina Central is now playing Howard today, both the men and women, to play at Burr Gym. Or rather, the men played last night and defeated Howard up in Barclays, actually. They played up in Brooklyn and as a part of the Big Apple Classic. North Carolina Central actually won pretty easily over the Howard Bison. So they are now 2-0, early leader in the clubhouse. That's kind of to be expected on the men's side. North Carolina Central will play Howard in women's basketball today. The Eagles 2-5 coming off a loss to UMES. Howard 0-8 coming off a loss to North Carolina A&T. Other doubleheaders to be aware of: Bethune-Cookman at South Carolina State and Morgan State at Hampton. But looking at the men's side of the schedule, Dave, matchup upcoming with North Carolina A&T. They just lost to Howard. We saw Howard got beat pretty bad by North Carolina A&T, a team that the Hawks were very competitive with. It's hard to make, you know, the transitive property where A is better than B, so B must be better than C. But
if you look at it,
it were to hold up, the Hawks should have a very winnable game against North Carolina A&T.
It should be. And
should be.
Also, they should be able to play very well against Howard.
Right.
So if you start looking at it that way, and of course, you have to play the games. That's why they do that. But on paper and potentially, then Hawks have something to look forward to.
The other big reason to get a win here today for the men's team, they don't play another conference game until January. You want to get that first one out of the way. You know, you're 1-1 if they get a victory tonight for a month, really, before they then open up their real conference schedule against Morgan State on Monday, January 12th, because they still have six non-conference games remaining after tomorrow. You don't want to spend that month winless in conference. Certainly that'll hang over your head a little too much.
Yeah, it's always a question I've wondered recently, why the MEAC plays a conference game the first weekend of December. They've done that the last several years, and I don't know if it's because of the new people coming into the conference and there's not enough weekends throughout the months of January and February, but that's tough when you have to play that first conference game the first weekend of December.
Well, the team's taking the floor here at the break to warm up for the second half, and we will return with the second half action. The University of Maryland Eastern Shore right now leading North Carolina A&T 32-20. Second half when we return. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on sfmsports.net.
Peninsula Regional Medical Center is proud to be recognized as a national healthcare leader, delivering exceptional healthcare by exceptional people. The professional staff at PRMC is equipped to handle most injuries and illnesses that are non-life-threatening and can deliver immediate medical attention without an appointment. To get more information and up to the second wait times, visit peninsula.org. PRMC, proud to be the official healthcare provider of the UMES Hawks.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The Courtyard by Marriott on Route 13 in Salisbury offers comfortable rooms and meeting spaces, as well as always superior customer service in a great location near the mall. Call 410-742-4405 and ask for details about their special UMES athletics rate. The Courtyard by Marriott in Salisbury, an official hotel of UMES Athletics
and a proud sponsor of Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
The UMES Hawks All Access Halftime Show continues on SFMSports.net.
32-20, UMES leads at halftime here against North Carolina A&T, the women's part of the men and women's doubleheader tonight. Doug Newton here with Dave Bird. The second half just about ready to get started. Well, we were expecting a very, well, maybe different games between the first half and second half of the doubleheader, with North Carolina A&T being the favorite in game one, and then the men, where UMES certainly would be the favorite in the nightcap. It has not played out that way so far, Dave, where UMES has a commanding lead over the heavily favored North Carolina A&T Aggies. Remember that doubleheader sweep I was talking about? It's a little early, but, you know, you never know.
It'd be nice. If the Lady Hawks play as well in the second half as they did in the first half, that's a very good possibility. You know North Carolina A&T is going to
can't get a doubleheader sweep without getting a first hit.
That's true. That's exactly right.
North Carolina A&T will start with the basketball. Starting five for UMES back out there. Long, Sweeney, Savritsky, Udoji, and Kelly. A&T ball inbounding right in front of us. On the near sideline is Kenya Haley. She gets it in, and we are underway. Here comes a double team right into the front court right. Ripping it away is Kayla Green. Whistle. We have a timeout taken almost immediately by Coach Robinson of North Carolina A&T. And that does extend to a media timeout just 8 seconds into the second half. So 19:52 to go in the second half. 32-20. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
When I told my son we could ride the merry-go-round as many times as he wanted, I should have known just how many times he had in mind. I also should have known not to eat that corn dog. Now I know. Just like I really should have known that GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. And they have a local agent right here in Baltimore. No wonder they're the number one auto insurer in Maryland. We should all know these things. Now I know. And now you know. But where it stops, nobody knows.
GEICO, celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great service.
Now that you know GEICO has a local agent in your area, let me expand your wealth of knowledge a tad more about how they could help. GEICO agents run locally owned and operated businesses and could help tailor your policy to your specific needs. Whether you're looking to insure your car, motorcycle, or RV, the GEICO Insurance Agency could also help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. Do you feel smarter? You look smarter. And yes, I can see you.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
A&T basketball as we return from break. 32-20, UMES by 12. Top of the key, pounding the rock into the deck is Adriana Nazario. Feeds the block, Ebony Ross. Help side defense, the block from Udoji as Ross spun middle. Hawks take over with a 12-point lead.
Udoji, again, a defensive force inside. Sending a message right away, just like she did the first half.
That's her third block of the game. Sweeney with the ball, front court right for UMES, in front of their own bench. Bouncing to the high post, Kelly holds above her head. Skip pass to Brisky near side. Pump fakes, goes right into the lane. The scoop shot off the glass and in. 34-20, largest lead of the game, Dave. It's at 14 points.
The Hawks coming out very strong the second half.
Debbie Smith, left wing, pushes to the corner. A pass to Nazario, takes a ball screen from Ross, looking for a pick and roll, kills her dribble. Kelly hedges out, makes Nazario get rid of it. Smith on the left wing. She'll go right, another screen from Ross. Pick and roll, can't find anything. Instead, skips it to Nazario, far side. Five to shoot, going right. Gets to the foul line. She kicks out, right wing three, Green. Or rather, the pass down low to Ross, misses the layup. Her shot, the putback, no. Rebound, Udoji. And the Hawks, after a minute and a half in the second half gone by, they have a 14-point lead. A foul down low as Long pushed into the front court. Went into the lane, and she will have free throws. Foul goes against Kenya Haley, another front court player with two fouls for ANZ.
And Long, again, strong to the basket like we've always seen it, and she's on the free throw line again.
Already 4-for-4 from the foul line today. She'll have two more. First one up. It's good. 35-20. Again, the largest lead of the game. Now 15 points.
And the Hawks shooting 52% from the floor.
Second free throw from Long. Nothing but net. It's 36-20. Christina Carter, the leading scorer for ANZ in the first half, will make a quick entry into the game. 18:30 to go in regulation. The Hawks lead by 16. Carter will run the point. Hawks with a little three-quarter court press with Udoji at the top. They'll look to trap as they get across the timeline. Carter lobs it ahead, left court. On the wing as Smith gets it back to Carter. Back to Smith. Holds above her head. Feeding the block, Ross. Good position. Spinning middle. Blocked by Kelly.
It could be a jump ball.
Yeah. It will be a jump ball, and the possession arrow gives it to UMES. Another turnover.
Down inside, the Hawks have been out playing. The Lady Aggies says it tremendously.
Just one-on-one. Blocks just rejecting them right back where they came from. Long second walks into the front court. Guarded by Carter. Bounce pass right wing Sweeney. Under 18 minutes to go in regulation. Hawks by 16. Two passes. Long on the near side. Holds at a right hip. Looking for Sabritsky on a curl. Instead, passes to Kelly right back to Long. Five to shoot. Slash and kick. Long loses the ball. Knocked out of bounds. I'll say it's awful long on the near sideline, and it will go over to North Carolina A&T.
And the Hawks press a little bit that time. The shot clock running down. Half-court trap again. With Udoji at the point of this trap.
Carter on the dribble. Pushes up ahead. Front court right. Here is Green, guarded by Sabritsky, resets to Carter between the circles. Going left, screen from Haley. Ross falls down low, can't find her. Instead, two passes, baseline jumper, no good from Haley. Rebound, Udoji. Hawks basketball.
Doing it all.
Long, lazy stroll into the front court. Lobs to Sabritsky, front court right. Back cut from Udoji. Ball is knocked out of bounds. Getting a hand to it was Ross. Underneath the hoop, so it will stay with UMES. 17-13 to play. Inbounding Jessica Long from the baseline. Long to trigger. Looks to the corner, passes to Sweeney. Sweeney left-handed dribble into the lane. Jump stop, kicks out Sabritsky. Wide open three, spins out. Rebound Sweeney. She pump fakes. The shot is short. Offensive rebound Kelly. And finally a foul called on North Carolina A&T.
And the ball's bouncing in our hands.
Third foul on Kenya Haley. Two free throws for Kelly now.
Yeah. If Haley gets in foul trouble, the Aggies are losing some of their size down inside.
And they're already dominating the front court, our UMES. Kelly, first free throw. Shot puts it up. Back rim, no. Kelly, 1-for-4 from the foul line today. Not her strong suit, but very good on the defensive end. Kelly has a couple of blocks. Udoji has three blocks. Hawks with a 36-20 lead. Already their largest advantage of the evening. Looking to add to it. Second free throw from Kelly. The shot is up and good. 37-20. A Took A&T 9 minutes to score in the first half. They haven't scored yet in the second half. 3 minutes gone by. Lobbing to the right wing. Smith pulls up from 15, fires. Front rim, no. Kelly bats it out of bounds. Oh, no, they're going to say Tematope Oladele last touched it, and it is Hawks basketball.
It was a quick shot by the A&T because I think they're thinking about the inside presence of Udoze and Kelly.
Instead of taking it to the basket, firing from the mid-range.
That's correct.
Full court pressure. Sweeney bounces into Sabritsky looking for Long. We got a whistle and a foul off of the ball. Carter fighting with Long for position. It's Carter's second foul. Third team foul on North Carolina A&T. And now all 10 players in the backcourt once again. Sweeney to inbound. Gets it right into Kelly. Hands it off to Long, who's guarded by Carter, and everybody lays off. 16:42 to play in regulation. Jessica Long, center of the floor. Passing to the right wing. Knocked out of bounds by Carter. Nearly came away with the steal. It'll be Hawks basketball far sideline.
The Hawks playing a little stack offense this time. They spread it now to a box.
So risky inbounding. Can't find Udoji. Now she does get it into Udoji near half court. Falling to the floor is Nazario. Udoji baseline drive, wraparound pass. It's knocked off of Udoji on the rebound. So it will be A&T basketball with 16:30 to play in the second half. 37-20. Three-quarter court defense here from UMS. Udoji gets a hand to a pass. It's stolen by Subritsky. Pushing up, a foul on Debbie Smith. Trying to come from behind. And she bumped into Sabritsky. Probably a good foul considering the Hawks had, what, 4-on-2 on the fast break.
It was. Udoze, again, defensively deflecting the basketball. Hard to wide wingspan by Udoze. Tough to throw over for a small guard.
Hawks inbounding near sideline. Jessica Long pops out to take a bounce pass. 16:20 to go. Hawks lead 37-20. Surprising lead here over the preseason favorites in the MEAC. Both the teams 1-0 in league play. Yeah. Shovel pass underneath Sabritsky to Udoji. Wraparound layup is good. The reverse makes it 39-20.
Nice combination there. Great drive. Great kickoff. Easy reverse layup by Udoji.
Down low. Ross on the right block for A&T. Spins towards the baseline. Now back to the middle. Kicks out Carter left wing. Thinks about the three. Instead puts it on the deck. Takes a ball screen from Ross. Going right. Kelly hedging out. Right elbow. Wraparound pass. Sweeney gets a hand to it. Ross regathers. Right-handed hook. Front rim. No. Tie up in the middle of the lane. Oladele with Kelly. Jump there. Jump ball. And the possession arrow gives it back to North Carolina A&T. 15:40 remaining in the second half. A&T has yet to score since halftime. The Hawks have a 39-20 lead. You're listening to UMES basketball here on the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
Let's drop it. Knocking it down. Yeah, we're knocking it down. Knocking it down. Yeah, we're knocking it down.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's with lower prices on many combo meals. Get the savings you love, but now with your choice of sides. So have a Big Mac sandwich, side salad, and cookies for a little. Or get a Bacon Clubhouse burger, Sunday, and fries for a little more. You decide. Either way, it's Mickey D's best for a price that's even better.
Let's drop it.
Prices and participation may vary.
Every day, we need a reward to keep going. At the office. Dropping kids off at school.
Bye.
Or any time of day. With the McCafe Rewards Card, you can take a moment just for you. Because when you buy 5 medium or large McCafe hot drinks, the 6th one's free. So reward yourself with a mocha, latte, hot coffee, even hot chocolate. All made to order. At participating McDonald's, applicable only to McCafe hot beverages. Limited time offer.
This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
39-20. UMES leads by 19 with 15:40 remaining in the second half. Very surprising score. The Hawks nearly doubling up North Carolina A&T. A&T has had several long droughts on offense, and they're in the midst of one, having not scored in the second half with over 4 minutes gone by. It is Aggies basketball underneath the hoop. Whistle. We got an offensive foul on A&T on the inbounds.
Offensive foul charged to the Aggies.
It goes against Oladele. First foul on Oladele. Here's full court pressure. Sabritsky takes an inbounds pass. Shovels it back to Sweeney. Sweeney on the dribble, in and out, gets into the front court, now picks up the dribble, passes to Udoji. Being contested, back cut long, 2-on-1, pounce pass, Kelly, right-handed layup, and it's 41-20.
Not for that. Nice bounce pass, little back door by Long, couldn't do it any better.
Right wing, Nazario for A&T. Going left, a ball screen from Ross. Hawks laying back in a 3-2 zone with Udoji at the point. Right wing, Carter, prodding at the defense. Skip pass, left block, layup, missing Debbie Smith. Knocked out of bounds. It's Hawks basketball.
Yeah. Smith missed that shot because she was looking for the defender instead of looking at the glass. Intimidation by the big people inside for the Lady Hawks.
15 minutes flat left in this game. Full court pressure again. The Hawks have handled the pressure beautifully. Sabritsky racing up the far sideline on a dribble to break it.
Yeah, they got some easy buckets when they're breaking this press.
Meanwhile, the Hawks, their pressure working beautifully. Here's a back cut on the left baseline. Udoji, one dribble, right-handed hook, way too strong. Rebound, Ross off the glass. Carter bouncing into the front court on the right wing for A&T. Passing top of the key, Smith on the far wing. Kicks to the corner. Baseline drive. It's Fitzgerald, bounce pass down low, kicked around, stolen by the Hawks. 2-on-1, Sweeney with Long, bounce pass, Long left block, ball is loose, stolen by Carter.
A tough pass by Sweeney that time, too low for Long to handle.
Carter on the right wing, works away to the elbow, kicks out Smith, right corner three, rims out, offensive rebound, no, stolen away by Sweeney, UMES takes over.
The Hawks need to settle the ball again, and the last several times they've got some easy buckets.
14 minutes to play in regulation. The Hawks have a 41-20 lead. Sweeney bounce pass to Udoji. She skips it far side to Britsky. Pump fake. The lob down low looking for Kelly. Out of bounds on the touch from the front court player. And it'll be Aggies basketball.
And number 22, Kelly. And for your Hawks, number 15, and number 15.
Double substitutions for UMES. Kelly out. Thompson in. Sabritsky stays in, as does Sweeney and Udoji. Alexis Hicks comes in for Jessica Law.
Back to that half-court trap they've been successful with.
Passing to the top of the key. Haley, bounce pass. Looking to the far side. She finds Kayla Green, who spins it back out. Around the Dana Brown on the left wing. Brown going right. Kicks from the foul line. Here's a penetration from Carter. Right-handed scoop falls through, and there's the first bucket of the second half for A&T. It's 41-22. Almost seven minutes. Alexis Hicks on the dribble. Here comes the double team. Lobs to Sabritsky in the front court left. Dribble handoff with Sweeney. She bounces to Hicks. 15 to shoot. Hicks crossover right. Slashing kick to Sweeney. Right corner three. Short. Front rim on the bounce. A rebound comes to Debbie Smith. Smith galloping into the front court. Quick pass, Carter, top of the key, jabs right, goes left, down the side of the lane. Spinning back, finds Smith at the foul line. Left elbow jumper, splashes through, 41-24. And a timeout taken by Fred Batchelor with 12:50 to go in the half. We'll keep it here with a 30-second timeout. It took A&T quite a while to get on the board in the first half. Same thing happening in the second half.
Okay. Exact same thing. A&T makes two baskets. What Fred Batchelor do the first half? Call a timeout. What you do the second half? Call a timeout. Great job. Just nailed it. Nailed the momentum right in the head.
Before A&T, which, you know, they're the best team, at least coming into the season, thought to be the best team in the MEAC. They can score quickly. The 20 points in the first half, more an aberration than anything. Even if the Hawks played fantastic defense, you don't want to give them any thoughts of a comeback here. And really, you want to nip that in the bud, and that's what you're talking about.
That's
stopping,
exactly right, nip it in the bud. But I'm going to give you one stat I did look up, that A&T did score a season-low 18 against Davidson and came back to win that game.
Inbound on the full court pressure. Sabritsky spinning around. Haley right in her face. Lobs to McCoy in the backcourt. Looking for Hicks in the front court. It's out of her reach beyond the end line. In the corner, it will be Aggies basketball.
One thing the Hawks have to try to do is every time down the floor, make sure they get a shot.
Right.
Now, therefore, they got a, you know, they got a chance at scoring. If you turn it over, there's no chance.
41-24 the score with 12:38 remaining in the second half. 17-point lead. The way the Hawks have been playing defense, that should be plenty, but you want to take care of the basketball and offense and use plenty of clock as well.
Yeah, we're back to playing a little zone in here now again.
Jogging into the front court is Carter. A dribble handoff with Smith on the right wing for ANC. Smith jabs right, goes left, pulls up in the lane, jump stop, pass to Ross, one dribble, layup, it's up and in, 41-26. Hawks missing Kelly and Udoji down low.
Yeah, right away. And substitutes coming in.
Hicks inbounding, full court pressure. Lobbing towards half court, Thompson receives. Bounce pass to Hicks. Now the ball is loose into the front court. And it's a steal for A&T. Really need to slow it down against the press.
Yeah, tough pass that time by Thompson.
Carter on the right wing. Going left. A screen from Ross. He pulls up foul line jumper. It's good. 41-28 leads down to 13. Jessica Long on the dribble. Breaks the pressure with the left-handed bounce. Now gets into the lane. And she is tied up. Possession arrow does give the ball to UMES. And a timeout on the floor. While things getting a little tighter here, it's down to a 13-point game as North Carolina A&T has awoke here in the second half. It is 41-28. Hawks by 13, 11:39 to go in the game. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
The Hawks Sports Network.
The Courtyard by Marriott on Route 13 in Salisbury offers comfortable rooms and meeting spaces, as well as always superior customer service in a great location near the mall. Call 410-742-4405 and ask for details about their special UMES athletics rate. The Courtyard by Marriott in Salisbury, an official hotel of UMES Athletics and a proud sponsor of Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
41-28, the Hawks lead by 13 with 11:39 remaining in the second half. Jessica Long to inbound from the end line, shaded towards the near sideline for UMES. Hawks in their home white jerseys with maroon text and lettering. Long looking to the corner. Lobs it to the high post. Hicks receives top of the key. Dribble handoff with Burke left wing. 11:30 to go in the second half. Burke works away into the lane. The scoop shot just short front rim. Rebound Ross for A&T. Here come the Aggies. Top of the key, Nazario slows it down. It's a 13-point game. Nazario fires from three, front rim, no. Offensive rebound, Haley. She's tied up by Udoji, and that will be a foul on Udoji. If that's on the floor or not. Will it be two free throws for Haley? Nope. It'll be on the floor. It is Udoji's third foul.
Yeah, Coach Packer, we've got to stick with Udoji.
This is an 8-0 run for A&T over the last 2 minutes. A pump fake, Haley getting into the lane. Count it and a foul. Long tried to draw a charge. Instead, a chance for a 3-point play. An opportunity to make it a 10-point game for Kenya Haley.
Yeah, nice little pump fake in that drive. She got hit. Could be 11-0 run coming up if she makes this foul shot.
41-30. 11:13 remaining in the game. The free throw from Haley. Back rim, no. Ross gets a hand on it. Kicks it to the corner. Batting it around. It's out of bounds. Off of hoop. Now the officials conferring. Nobody saw it. UMES basketball.
Out of bounds.
Low court pressure. Nobody heading over to inbound for UMES. All right, Hicks will inbound on the near sideline. Now Long will circle into inbounds. Gets it into Hicks. 90 feet from the hoop. She jogs at the far sideline. Here comes a double team. Lobbing to Udoji. She leaps. Passes ahead to Long in the front court. Kicks out right wing. And now Burke will slow it down. A good heady move there from Burke. 11 minutes to play. Hicks jabs right. Gets left. Into the lane. Kicks out. Long for three. Mm. Air ball. But she's fouled. Oh my. Dana Brown against Jessica Long. And Jessica Long, who is just one of five from beyond the arc on the season, draws a foul.
She was definitely short on that one, but now she goes to the line, which was not going to the line. Must be after the shot.
Wait. No. Okay, that's the wrong call, but yeah, the Hawks will take the basketball. That just can't possibly be the call. There's no way that that can possibly be the call.
Especially when the ball didn't even get to the basket.
Jessica Long dribble hands off to Alexis Hicks. A jump pass to Udoji. She skips it back to Long. Penetration, left-handed scoop off the glass and in. The Hawks still get 2 points out of it. 43-30. Hawks by 13. Passing up to the far corner. Debbie Smith kicks it to Nazario. Far wing. Goes right. Center of the floor now. Jump pass. Udoji gets a hand to it. A three-second violation called down low on Kenya Hill. Turnover back to UMES.
Yeah, I like to know. I should have been caught keeping stats on how many times Udoji touched the basketball.
10:25 to go. Hawks with a 13-point lead. Sobritski inbounds, and it's just stolen away. Here is Carter, fires from 10, it's good, and 43-32, it's back to an 11-point game. Sobritski, a lazy inbounds there.
Correct.
Sobritski in the backcourt, being hounded by Carter. Back to the basket, now a spin move gets into the front court. She kills her dribble, no one to pass it to, a back cut from Long from the top of the key. Left-handed layup, Long, a blocking foul down low, Long missed. But she will get two free throws.
And that's what we want. Jessica Long going to the basket. And she's either going to get a good shot or go to the free throw line where she knocks those down.
9:59 to go. The Hawks by 11. 43-32. Two free throws here for Long. 6 of 6 from the foul line today. And make it 7 of 7. 44-32. McCoy comes in for Kelly.
The Hawks going a little smaller down inside, probably to combat the pressure that A&T is going to extend on them.
Put an extra ball handler extra out ball on handler. The floor. Long, three dribbles, spins back, second free throw, up, and good. Really impressive from the free throw line today, 8 of 8. 45-32, the Hawks by 13. Yeah. 16 points now for Jessica Long.
A little slow on
backcourt pressure from Alexis Udoji, just getting in the face of Nazario on the far sideline. She's trapped, tried to hit it off Udoji. Instead, it's a seal. Pushing up Long, left block, the layup on the fast break. Misses, offensive board Udoji. She missed, the putback block from behind. Udoji one more time, reverse layup. It's a hit.
Udoji patting her stats down in there with a couple of rebounds and putback.
47-32, the Hawks by 15. Carter getting into the front court, now backpedaling. Passes to the high post, left elbow shot, misses Ross. Rebound Sobritski for the Hawks, poked from behind. Sobritski needs to slow it down. She lays it off to Long. Long into the front court, slash and kick. Burke from the left wing. She finds McCoy on the far side. Hawks really need to just settle down.
Yeah, Coach Bachelor giving the old... slow him down routine.
A back cut from Burke on the end line. She stepped out of bounds. North Carolina A&T takes over. 9 minutes to go. The Hawks still lead by 15, 47-32.
A little bit out of control by Burke that time, trying to drive the baseline. Three-quarter court trap again with Udoji up top.
Carter attacking Udoji now into the front court. Burke trying to double-team. Splitting the double team on the dribble is Carter. Kicks it out to Brown. Baseline drive from the left wing. Gets it back to Carter in the corner. 15 to shoot. Carter circles round on the bounce. Top of the key. Carter passes to Brown. Left wing three on its way. Left rim no. High rebound. Alexis Hicks grabs it for UMES. Racing into the front court. Hicks looking behind her to make sure that no pressure will come and knock that ball out of her mitts. Hicks hands it off to McCoy near side. Left wing spinning into the lane. Slash and kick Burke. Right corner three. Air ball. Rebound Dana Brown. Here comes A&T. Brown keeping it herself on the right block. Layup too short. Burke grabs the board. Now she's going to go coast to coast. Two on two with McCoy. Burke keeps it herself. The layup too strong. The rebound comes to Carter. Ball loose on the floor. McCoy. Oh, it's Burke that calls a timeout, and the Hawks will have the basketball.
Burke's going way too fast, out of control for this basketball game. He's going to call Coach Batchelor, lose his hair there.
7:59 remaining. That timeout becomes a media timeout as it is 7:59 to go. The Hawks lead 47-32, a 15-point advantage for UMES. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
The Hawks Sports Network.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
The Hampton Inn and Suites Fruitland Salisbury South is passionate about getting it right. Their promise to you includes a clean, comfortable hotel room, located only 7.5 miles from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. Also conveniently located within walking distance of 5 different restaurants, plus a shuttle service that can take you back and forth to the campus. Hampton Inn and Suites, an official hotel of UMES Athletics.
7:59 remaining here in the second half. The Hawks have a 47-32 point lead. So it's a 15-point margin for UMES. They have the basketball underneath the hoop. Moy Sabritsky to inbounds. She's joined on the floor by Sweeney, McCoy, Udoji, and Hicks. Hawks need to take their time. Just run their offense. Sabritsky inbounding. Looking to the corner, near side. Hicks will circle back with the bounce, and the Hawks have plenty of time. 25 to shoot. Hicks splitting a double team on the bounce. Looks to Sweeney, a back cut. Here's a nice pass to the foul line. Sweeney kicks to Sabritsky. Pump fake into the lane. She finds McCoy, but Sabritsky with a jump pass nailed Christina Carter, and an offensive foul gives it back to North Carolina A&T. Just out of control, the whole team, really.
Yeah, we're getting a little excited, I believe. The ladies are getting a little excited.
7:40 to go in this game. Carter gets past Udoji to the foul line. Kicks out Dana Brown for three, left wing. Back rim, high board. Ross grabs it. Inside pass. Brown, the shot. It's good. Or rather, it's Debbie Smith for North Carolina A&T. 47-34. Hawks still by 13. Kicks into the front court on the dribble. Crossover left. Gets to the left elbow. Lays it off to McCoy, right back to Hicks. Pump fake, baseline drive, floater from 10. No, offensive board, Udoji saves it to Sweeney. Oh, no, she stepped on the end line. It will be A&T basketball now.
We need Jessica Long back in the game. That's just what Fred Batchelor did. It was just a little bit out of control on offense. Defensively, we're still doing playing well, but offensively, we're rushing.
Lob pass up the far sideline into the front court for A&T. Carter on the far wing. Bounce pass is kicked by Udoji. That's a good play. 7 minutes, 2 seconds to go in this contest. The Hawks clinging to a 13-point lead. Has not been in single digits at any point in the second half. Carter going left, the ball screen from Ross, stop and go dribble, left-handed layup as she gets into the lane, it's good. 47-36, Hawks now by 11.
And again, the Aggies got inside again.
Dribbling up the far sideline. Long gets it in the front court, two passes to McCoy. Now Sweeney on the far side, gets it to Sabritsky near side. Going right, spins back to her left, at the elbow. Kicks out Long, far wing. Penetration from Long. The shot, no good. Gets her own miss. The rebound, it's good on the putback.
She passed the ball to herself that time, off the backboard.
49-36, the Hawks back up by 13. 6 minutes, 15 seconds to play. Carter shovels it. Brown, penetration to the foul line. Kicks out, top of the key, three. Front rim, no. Missing there was Arielle Bercy just into the game. Hawks basketball.
Tough shot for a player just coming into the game.
Jessica Long behind the back dribble. Kicks it to Sobriski near side. She goes right, center of the floor now. Back to her left. Stop and go. Back cut. Long travel on the cut. And she received that basketball. Too slow to put it on the deck.
We've made that play the entire game, though. That back door has been there. Some good passes are nice. We just got to spread the floor a little bit more and be patient on that play.
5:48 remaining in the second half. The Hawks lead by 13, 49-36. North Carolina A&T basketball. Adriana Nazario into the front court. Kills her dribble. Passes to the foul line. Ross right back to Nazario. Kicks out to Smith. Left wing three. Too strong. Off the glass. Off the hands of Subritsky. Sweeney controls for UMES. Long jogs into the front court. Now stops dead in her tracks to slow it down. Back to the basket. 30 feet from the hoop. Long with the left-handed bounce. 16 to shoot. 5:20 remaining in this game. Long works her way to the left wing. Yet to give it up. 10 to shoot. Goes right. Ball screen from Udoji. Long. In and out dribble. Leaves it off. Subritsky far side. 3 to shoot. Baseline drive. Scoop shot. Air ball. Rebound. Kelly did not get her put back off in time. So it is a shot clock violation. Well, at least 30 seconds went off the clock.
That's right. We were looking for a foul going to the basket, though. They didn't get the call that time going to the hoop.
5 minutes, 3 seconds to play. Hawks lead by 13, 49-36.
Hawks need to watch Debbie Smith. She's been doing most of the scoring lately for the Aggies.
Top of the key, Christina Carter. She'll trigger from three. Spins out. Offensive rebound, Ross. Right-handed hook shot. Too strong. Tipped up in the air. Sweeney grabs the board. And a blocking foul on the far sideline. Carter tried to rip it from Sweeney, but instead it'll be free throws for UMES. Eighth team foul, so 1-1. Single bonus for Shawnee Sweeney.
Yeah, if it stays like this, so pretty soon the Aggies are going to be putting the Hawks on the free throw line. So it's going to come down to making some foul shots to maintain this lead.
Hawks by 13. Sweeney, a good free throw shooter. She is 0-for-1 today, though. First free throw up. It's good.
That's right. Nothing but net.
50-36, a 14-point lead. At what point do you start to feel comfortable with this advantage?
You don't.
Never.
Never.
That's the exactly coach in you.
That's it. Never.
Sweeney's second free throw splashes through. 51-36. Hawks by 15 with 4:44 remaining. A&T basketball. Hawks a layoff. Man-to-man defense for UMES. Top of the key, Smith goes right. A switch on the ball screen. Kelly picks her up. Really clinging tightly to Smith. A pass down low. The shot, no good. They'll call a foul on UMES. Whitney Martin's layup missed, but she'll get two free throws. Throws against Moy Sobritsky, her fourth. That's a little footnote in this game. Watch out if Sobritsky fouls out.
We really don't want that to happen.
4:26 remaining. Free throw from Martin. It's good. Martin does not get to the free throw line a lot. This is just her third and fourth free throws of the season so far this year. 51-37, the Hawks by 14. Free throw from Martin, it's good. So she makes both to make it a 13-point game. Here's full court pressure from the Aggies.
And it's only their ninth free throw of the basketball game.
Long gets it into Sweeney. A lob pass to Udoji, still in the backcourt. On to Long, far sideline. Double team coming, Long backpedaling. Lobs it in the front court, off the hand of Kelly. Sweeney does grab for UMES, and now they can slow it down. 13 to shoot. Long puts it on the deck, 40 feet from the hoop. Whistle away from the ball. It goes against Alexis Udoji on a moving screen. That's her fourth foul.
And we can't commit those fouls without getting a shot off there. And we need both those two young ladies in the basketball game.
Still, it's a 13-point lead. Carter dribble handoff with Martin. Martin on the far wing, baseline drive, spinning back as Sabritsky stonewalls her. She gives it up. Kayla Green, inside penetration, two quick passes. It's Debbie Smith, a pump fake, floater in the lane, no good. Air ball, trying to save it, but touching the end line with the basketball is Christina Carter, and it will be Hawks basketball when we return our final media timeout of regulation. The Hawks, a 13-point lead. It's felt much tighter than that, but they have been able to stiff-arm North Carolina A&T and keep that double-digit margin. It is 51-38. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Until then, we've got takeout. So now you can bring our hand-spun wings with 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings with you. And the minute we figure out how to fit over 50 big screens into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Salisbury B-Dubs is in the North Point Plaza on Route 13. Your Salisbury Buffalo Wild Wings. The only place for wings, beer, sports.
Today, Geico's edition of Stuff Found in Your Car takes us under your driver's seat.
Hi, I'm Penny. I used to think I was lucky, but then you dropped me down here. I get it. I'm only worth a cent. Not like the hundreds of dollars you could save when you switch your car insurance to Geico. That's money you could put in a bank or a wallet. Go ahead. Call Geico. I'll be here on the floor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
UMES Hawks basketball. On air, online, and on demand from sfmsports.net.
51-38, the Hawks by 13 with 3:41 remaining in the second half. Inbounds pass, a full court pressure from A&T. Long gets it into Kelly, right back to Long. Up the near sideline on a dribble. Here comes the double team. Smith trying to pressure, ball is kicked away and stolen by Ross. Lobbed up ahead. Smith one-on-one with Long. The layup up and in. Count it and a foul. 51-40. And Dave, UMES mistakes are keeping North Carolina A&T in this ballgame.
That's turnover number 25 for the Hawks. That's almost unbelievable, and still having a 9-point lead.
51-40, chance to make it a 10-point game. The free throw, good from Debbie Smith. It is now 51-41, a 10-point game. Long inbounding. Once again, trying to go too quickly over the press. Here's a baseball pass into the front court. Mo Sabritsky, the layup up and in.
He made a great catch on that and a great put-up, I'll tell you that right now.
Got behind the pressure, and it's 53-41. Kayla Green lays it off to Carter. Whistle and a foul. Sweeney. A hand check on the cutting Green. Seventh team foul, so Kayla Green will shoot 1-1. Free throw for Green, the single bonus. She is just 1 of 4 from the foul line on the season. 3:08 to play. The Hawks lead by 12. First free throw up, spins out. Rebound Udoji. Hands it off to Long. Now having to contend with a double team, backing up in the backcourt. Lobs it into the front court, looking for Sweeney near sideline. Makes the good catch. And now under 3 minutes to go. Sweeney on the dribble. Kicks out Sabritsky, far wing. Goes left. Center of the floor. Wrap around pass. Kelly down low. Left-handed layup. Misses. Too high off the glass. Sweeney bats it and saves it for the Hawks. Oh, wow.
Wow, it's a big possession right there. Should have had the easy bucket. A great pass by Sabritsky.
2:36 to go. Sabritsky between the circles, going right. Spins back to her left in the lane. Kicks out Udoji. Left corner three.
Oh, yes!
That's one of those ones where you cover your eyes. 56-41. She can make that shot.
Well, I don't know if we wanted her to take it. We do now.
In a big possession like that, though. Wow. 15-point lead, right wing three, Debbie Smith. The answer, no. Back rim, batted around. Kelly grabs for UMES. 2 minutes to play.
Big shot there. That's a dagger.
Jessica Long spinning into the front court. Hawks slow it down, 18 to shoot. She lays it off to Sabritsky, 40 feet from the bucket. Stop and go dribble, looking for a back cut from Sweeney, can't find her. skips it to Udoji, resets to Long, five to shoot, need to go. Left-handed dribble into the lane. The shot, scoop, coming in a foul! Minute 35 to go, and Jessica Long with a chance for a three-point play, and really the icing on this cake. A 17-point lead right now with a minute 35 to go. I think we can breathe a little easier, Dave.
Not yet.
Uh-oh.
2 minutes.
Here's the free throw from Long, back rim. No offensive rebound by Udoji, and the possession continues. Oh, man.
I think she just cleared her double-double on that.
Zubritsky on the right wing, sheds herself of Carter. She passes to Long to reset with 15 to shoot. Minute 20 to play. Hawks by 17. Milking the clock all they can. Going right, ball screen Kelly. 35 feet from the bucket. Long down the right side of the lane. The teardrop floater short. Rebound comes to A&T. Racing up the far sideline. Here is Carter. Stops at the foul line. Backing up. Pass down low. Ross wide open. But she's blocked from Udoji. And a foul goes against Udoji. And she will disqualify herself from this game. But wow, what a game for Alexis Udoji. 14 points, 10 rebounds.
She was 6 or 8 from the floor also.
And at least 3 blocks.
At least.
She gets a standing ovation, a nice round of applause from the fans as she exits the game having fouled out. But it's a 17-point lead with a minute to play. Two free throws here for Ebony Ross. Free throw from Ross. Nothing but net. 58-42. Should be said that North Carolina A&T has played this game without their leading scorer, April McRae. But still, this will be a huge victory for Fred Batchelor's squad to improve to 2-0 in the MEAC.
Take care of the basketball and don't foul when the game is over.
Free throw from Ross. It's good. 58-43. A timeout taken by Fred Batchelor. 15-point lead. What is he telling his girls in this huddle?
Don't foul.
15-point lead. A minute to go and you have the basketball. You want to use all 30 seconds of the shot clock. And I think the biggest thing, you're going to have to contend with full court pressure. Don't turn the ball over.
Well, you're going to have to contend with somebody fouling. I mean, most likely A&T is going to, if they don't steal the ball in the possession, they're going to foul. So the ball needs to go in the Long's hands because she's the best free throw shooter. And you got to get it in her hands. She foul her. They make the foul shots. Don't foul on the defensive end.
20 points for Jessica Long. 6 assists, 5 rebounds.
And she's done it all. 8 for 9 from the free throw line.
That's why you want it, the ball
in her hands.
She's not a great free throw shooter on the season, 65%, but she has been really good today. In fact, she did miss her last free throw. She started 8 of 8 from the foul line.
Well, her arc swinging. Swinging's a good free throw shooter.
Sure. You want them out on the floor. Long, a very good ball handler, so there's another reason to get it in her hands. Hopefully, she won't turn the ball over and slow the pace down. No reason to split any double teams. No reason to tightrope the sideline. Go slow.
All three guards from the Hawks. Ritsky, Long, and Sweeney. They get the ball in their hands. They got a chance of making a free throw.
Long is inbounding here. Finds Sweeney on the inbounds. No immediate foul in the backcourt. Sweeney dribbling up the far or near sideline. Passes to Long. She's trying to split a double team, and they will call a foul. 51.5 seconds remaining. That was close. That ball was nearly loose. But they will call the foul on Maya Gibson. So Long will go to the free throw line. A game high 20 points for Long. Like I said, before this game started, she gets to the foul line a lot. These will be attempts 10 and 11 for Long. Free throw spins out right side.
We talked about her shooting. She was 8 for 8. Now she's missed her last two.
Long shoots about 8.5 free throws per game, and she's over that mark even. The free throw front rim, no, well short. So she misses both. Here comes A&T down by 15, 46 seconds to go. Top of the key. Martin holds above her head. Puts it on the deck. Pulls up left elbow. Long going in for the steal. Can't rip it away. Martin bounce pass. Two quick passes, in fact. Here's Kayla Green, right wing three. Air ball. Offensive rebound. Turnaround shot from Brown. No good. Martin with the putback. She misses. Bouncing around. Long gathers on the far sideline. Poked out of bounds. It'll be Hawks basketball as it's Dana Brown with the last one to touch it. 23.2 seconds to go, and Dave, the Hawks are going to have a four-game winning streak after this one.
This is the biggest one of the four.
Undoubtedly. Undoubtedly.
We've got a great start in MEAC. 2-0. The other people in the conference are going to be watching.
23.2 seconds to go. Pass in the backcourt is loose. Hicks and McCoy there. It is a tie-up. Jump ball gives it back to UMBS. 18.3 seconds to go.
The ball has bounced her way from the beginning of this basketball game. We've talked about that.
Hawks will not have another conference game until January 12th, so they'll be 2-0 for the foreseeable future, and that's a nice number to sit on and sleep easy. Sweeney jogging up the front court. On the near sideline, and A&T will lay off. No fouls. The shot clock off. 7 seconds and counting to go in this game, and the Hawks will improve to 4-4 on the season. 2-0 in the MEAC as the final horn sounds, and it's 58-43. Let's celebrate this victory. The Hawks win by 15 over North Carolina A&T. Hosting show coming up when we return. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
The Courtyard by Marriott on Route 13 in Salisbury offers comfortable rooms and meeting spaces, as well as always superior customer service in a great location near the mall. Call 410-742-4405 and ask for details about their special UMES athletics rate. The Courtyard by Marriott in Salisbury, an official hotel of UMES Athletics and a proud sponsor of Hawks basketball from SFMSports.net.
You're working out, you're sweating, each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
UMES Hawks basketball continues on sfmsports.net. Now, an in-depth recap of the game and a chat with the head coach. This is the All Access post-game show.
58-43, the final score for the UMES women's basketball team, a 15-point win over North Carolina A&T. Welcome back to the postgame show. Doug Newton here with Dave Bird, and we're now joined by the head coach, Fred Batchelor. And Fred, this is a huge win for the team. A&T picked to be the favorites in the conference, and this game was really not close. It got dicey in the second half and felt closer than it really was, but you kept them at bay the entire 20 minutes.
Yeah, you know, they made their run, and I thought we withstood it. I mean, it's a good team like that. They're going to make their run. You know, they're going to put them away. You're going to find kids that make shots and things like that. But I thought our kids showed a lot of toughness, a lot of resiliency, and I thought they played pretty good.
Fred, we dominated inside from the very beginning of the first half. Adozie with block shots, with steals. Was that the game plan for that?
Yeah, it was. Actually, we wanted to go inside. They have a real dominant post player.
Right.
They've had to go to an underclassman as a result of one of their kids being out,
right.
Which makes them a different team, and we want to take advantage of it. And Kelly and Adozie have been playing really, really well for some time now, playing strong, playing big for us, and I thought they did a good job of dominating the paint by being physical and athletic at the same time.
I thought that the defense was the big thing with Kelly and Adozie down down low. I mean, they were blocking girls just one-on-one. A hook shot was just rejected. And then on the perimeter, of course, we know Jessica Long is going to get steals. She's just got such quick hands. I mean, with those three players so active on the defensive end, it can make it a real terror to score on your girls.
Well, you know, to hold, I'm most impressed with the fact that we held North Carolina A&T to 43 points. I mean, and, you know, they shot 28%, and they didn't shoot the ball well from three, which we said, you know, we had to pick our poison, and we felt like, you know, that's the weakest part of their game. And I think our kids were very disciplined at doing what we wanted to do all game long, and I'm really proud of it. Really proud of our kids. Like, it's a big win for the program.
This is now four straight victories for your team. It's been a while since you've had that kind of success. You're 4-4. I mean, you're looking at the USC Upstate game coming up. Could be on the positive note of 500 if that's a victory. I mean, obviously, you can't put any eggs in the basket yet, but wow, this is just such an amazing stretch here, and particularly to do it at home, these four straight games at home, all victories.
Well, we had to take advantage of being home.
Sure.
You know, now we got to go on the road. It's exam week. Kids got to focus on exam, and we got to go on the road and get ready to play a game that we lost last year. So I hope we got some motivation in us, you know, a little bit more in the tank to go down here and get this one, because we got to get everyone we can, and we got to take advantage of playing well at this time of the year.
Does it help you over this next month to sleep a little easier knowing you're 2-0 in the MEAC and you don't play another conference game until January 12th?
Well, this is big. To get two games at conference, to take advantage of being home against who I thought would shoot some teams. You know, I don't think there's going to be much resting at all for us, because we can't rest because we haven't really done anything. You know, I think we've shown in the past that we've been a competitive program in the league, but no one really respects the things that we really can do anything. And that's what we got to fight up against. And that's the chip on our shoulders. You know, we're a preseason number 9, and right now we're still a preseason number 9. And until we change that at the end of the year, that's how they look at us, and we got something to prove.
Well, thank you for your time as always. Here on the postgame show. Celebrate the victory 58-43. That's Coach Fred Batchelor joining us on the postgame show. Dave Bird, we'll wrap things up when we return and take a look at the final statistics. The men's game scheduled for a tip-off at about 7:45, so we'll rejoin you at about 7:30. But first, we'll take a break and come back and wrap things up with women's basketball action as the Hawks win 58-43. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
The Hawks Sports Network.
Nothing means it's game day like ice cold Coke Zero, because zero means it's game day.
Well, what about the smell of crisp fall air?
No, that does not mean it's game day like Coke Zero.
Team flags up in the neighborhood?
Sounds nice, but no.
What about when...
No.
But you don't even know what I was going to say.
Were you going to say zero means it's game day, so therefore nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero?
No, but...
Then it doesn't matter, does it?
Okay.
The refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Peninsula Regional Medical Center is proud to be recognized as a national healthcare leader, delivering exceptional healthcare by exceptional people. The professional staff at PRMC is equipped to handle most injuries and illnesses that are non-life-threatening and can deliver immediate medical attention without an appointment. To get more information and up to the second wait times, visit peninsula.org. PRMC, proud to be the official healthcare provider of the UMES Hawks.
This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Post-game show here as we celebrate the 58-43 victory for UMES women's basketball over MEAC preseason favorite North Carolina A&T. You just heard Fred Batchelor on the postgame show. Really proud of how his young ladies fought in this game and withstood the second punch of North Carolina A&T after halftime with that lead at half, and really never relinquished firm control of this game. The Hawks win by 15, Dave Burton. Now 2-0 in the MEAC. A great start to conference play. Now you get to sit back for a month, go back to non-conference play, work on some things, get some things fine-tuned before you got Morgan State in January.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest deal of the whole thing. We're 2-0 in the MEAC, and we can be happy about 2-0 for a month.
Exactly.
I'm sure Coach Bratcher is not going to rest on their laurels, because the only downside I saw about the entire game is that we committed 25 turnovers. Mm-hmm. And you beat the number one team in the league committing 25 turnovers. That just shows you how good our defense was
throughout the course of the basket.
How about the big games of Jessica Long and Alexis Udoji in this one? Udoji, a double-double, 14 points, 10 rebounds. Long scores 20 to lead all scorers. I mean, that duo inside and out, both defensively and offensively, just phenomenal.
Yeah, especially Udoji. She was 6 or 8 from the field. She had she was credited for 3 blocks and 2 steals, but you and I both know she got her hands on at least 6 or 7 more basketballs during the course of the game by deflecting a pass or just tipping it because of the long wingspan. She had a great game, and we expected of Jessica Long. You know she's going to the basket. She shot the ball well. She was 8 from the three-throw line before she missed her last 3, and both of those were playing 30-some minutes ago.
Long also had 6 assists and 4 steals. Other scores for UMES, Moy Sabritsky with 8 points. She also had 3 assists and 2 steals. 6 points for Tariana Kelly down low. Kelly was only granted 1 block on the stats, but it felt like she affected more shots than that. 5 points for Shawnee Sweeney, the senior. Tiamber Burke with 3 and Mariah McCoy with 2. The team shot 46% as a team while holding North Carolina A&T to just 29% as a squad. And the Hawks with a decisive victory, not just a win over the best team in the league, but a decisive one, albeit without their top player, April McCray, but still, nobody can take away the victory from Fed Batchelor and his squads. They're 4-4 on the season, a 4-game winning streak for the Hawks, and now 2-0 in the MEAC. We will step aside, and then we will come back at 7:30 with the pregame show for the men's basketball game as they look for a doubleheader sweep, Dave. We talked about it in the pregame show. We got the first half done. The men will look to get a win in the MEAC as they're coming off a close loss against defending league champions North Carolina Central. They, too, play the North Carolina A&T Aggies. Tip-off scheduled for 7:45. We will step aside and come back with your pregame show in just about 5 minutes from now. Stick with us here on SFMSports.net. Until then, you've been listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
This SFMSports.net presentation of University of Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball has been brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings and powered by Mid-Atlantic Dairy Association, Courtyard by Marriott, and GEICO. This broadcast is also brought to you by Hampton Inn & Suites, Brunswick, and Vice. Log on to SFMSports.net and click College Sports to get UMES game schedules. Listen to archived interviews and broadcasts. This has been a presentation of the Hawk Sports Network from SFMSports.net.